Presenting radio's foremost laboratory of new writing and production techniques, the Columbia Workshop. Today, approximately 1 year after the death of President Roosevelt, the workshop looks back to the speech he wrote, but never delivered. A cantata with music by Lou Cooper, conducted by Alexander Semler. The text by Carl Karmer, with quotations from Stephen Vincent Benet. Produced and directed by Albert Ward. A cantata entitled The Last Speech.
This is a good place to remember him. He used to say, "No better stand of pine along the river." This is a good place to remember him while the sun of afternoon sifts through the branches and the smell of April is in the air. They brought him through the towns, through the gray streets. And those he loved were grieving. Voice answered voice until the sprawling cities were troubled hives of sound. Now let the silence, the amber quiet of these sun-stained trees, have its say. There is no grieving here, only the sure knowledge of continuing. This is a good place to remember him.
And his last speech was on the
words were there. Who wrote them?
A country's choir from Hyde Park,
who never failed the people,
and whom the people won't fail.
Say the speech was written, but he never spoke it. Why?
A proclamation, dated the next day. From us has been taken the immortal spirit of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the 31st President of the United States. Peoples of the earth who love the ways of freedom and hope will mourn him. people lost their president, their grief was for a friend whose warm voice had spoken to each of them. And would never speak to them again. It was their turn to speak. We remember FDR. We remember the bitter faces of the apple sellers and their red, cracked hands.
Say, bud, how about buying an apple?
Sure, fella. If you'll lend me a nickel.
We remember the cold, gray wind of 32 when the job stopped.
Sorry, nothing this week. Leave your address.
My address? I have no address.
And the bank stopped, and the merry-go-round broke down.
Funny. Never had two cars in my garage.
And finally, everything seemed to stop. The whole big works of America bogged down with creeping panic. And nobody knew how to fix it, while the wise guys sold the country short. Till one man said, and we listened. The one thing we have to fear is fear itself. Well, it's a long while since then, and the wise guys may not remember, but we do, FDR.
We remember some other things.
We remember the home saved.
And the crop saved.
And the courage put back in men's faces.
We remember you said from the start, I don't expect to make a hit every time I come to bat. And sometimes you struck out, and we knew it. But we know the batting average, too. It is written in our lives. Our kids growing up with a chance. It is written in the faces of the old folks who don't have to go to a poorhouse. It is written in the earth of the Tennessee Valley, the contour plowing that saves the dust-stricken land, and the lights coming on for the first time on lonely farms. We remember you were a big guy pitching with America in your heart, who knew the tides and ways of the people, as Abe Lincoln knew the wind on the prairies, and who never once stopped believing in them. A slow, tenacious memory of the people, somehow holding on to the Lincolns, no matter who. Speech, the final words. Let us move forward with strong and active faith. And he called this faith the four freedoms. True individual freedom cannot exist without economic security.
Like a guiding star.
Economic
Human rights? Seems I've heard about those before, but maybe not.
Like the right of freedom from want.
Like the right of freedom from fear.
Like the right to feel like an equal.
Secure from year to year.
Said FDR.
He talked a lot about a government with soul and about the little simple joys in life.
These little things are mighty.
The little things are dear.
It's the little things we like. Saturday night, to take a walk, to ride a bike, to read the books you like.
It's those little things we like, to turn your diary bright, to hear them say what soap to use, then use the soap you
that good old sun go down
in Albuquerque or Morristown.
Oh, wonder high and wide and free in Maine or Tennessee.
To be an all-time guy, to always be the child.
This is a good place to remember him, in this patch of wood, where in summer, quiet, he used to dream dreams and visions of an America he foresaw. He used to say, regardless of your years, if you are young enough in spirit to dream dreams and see visions about a greater and finer America that is to be. If you are young enough to believe that poverty can be greatly lessened, that peace at home and abroad can be maintained, that one day a generation may possess this land, blessed beyond anything we now know, blessed with those things material and spiritual that make men's lives abundant, if that is the fashion of your dreaming, then I say, hold fast to your dreams. America needs it. I see an America whose hills, fields, and plains, and nature's wealth beneath the earth, is the rightful heritage of all the people.
Mountains over our land, and near
country squire from Hyde Park. Country squire from Hyde Park with a Harvard accent.
He wrote the speech in his own heart's blood. He weighed each word and found it good.
He wrote the speech in his own heart's blood. I ask you to keep the faith. If civilization is to survive, we must cultivate the ability of all peoples of all kinds to live and work together in the same world at peace. And to all Americans who dedicate themselves with us in the making of abiding peace, I say, undelivered speech, he reminded us, today as we go forward against the terrible scourge of war, we go forward towards the greatest contribution any generation of human beings can make in this world, the contribution of lasting peace. Of tomorrow will be our doubts of today. Let us move forward with strong and active faith. And so the last speech was written, though he never spoke it. He led us to battle.
And he fell.
This is a good place to remember him. In summer solitude. Asleep there in his garden. Beside the mighty river that he loved.
Mighty river he loved.
hear his voice, and he shall say to us, keep up the fight. The fight against the selfishness of men, the empty posturings of class and race, the greed for power that drives great nations mad. Strike down the myth of race, the arrogance of states. We have our chance now for a peaceful world where men of all the peoples may be my friends. With his life, to live and work together in the same world at peace. He was for us. Now we'll be for him. Strike hard. Keep up the fight. Now we shall be for him.
Just heard an original radio cantata, The Last Speech. The music was by Lou Cooper and arranged for orchestration by Curtis Beaver. The libretto was written and arranged by Carl Kammer with quotations from Stephen Vincent Benet. The narration was by Eric Dressler, and the solo singers were Eileen Farrell, Evelyn Payson, Tivis Wicker, and Robert Marshall. The orchestra was conducted by Alexander Semler, the chorus by Norman Luboff. Albert Ward produced and directed The Last Speech for the Columbia Workshop. This cantata was especially presented to commemorate the death of President Roosevelt, the first anniversary of which falls next Friday, April 12th. In observance of this anniversary, the United States Treasury Department has designated April 12th this year as Franklin D. Roosevelt Memorial Bond Day and has issued a special Franklin D. Roosevelt Memorial Bond to be offered for sale on that day only. The purpose of this is to give all Americans an opportunity to pay tribute to the memory of our wartime president, in a way he would most have preferred, by investing in the future of their country and helping to make its post-war financial structure secure. The Franklin D. Roosevelt Memorial Bond is a $200 bond and offers exactly the same benefits as the Victory Bond issued during the last war loan drive. Among these benefits is the high interest rate of 2 9/10%, which is received if the bonds are held to maturity 10 years from the date of purchase. plan to purchase one or more memorial bonds Friday, April 12th. Sandy Becker speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.